We back again, episode 6, Cross Visions Productions, Cross Visions Podcast. This is going to be a straight build today, people. I got my man Black Magic here with me. What's up, Black Magic?
Man, what's going on? It's a, I'm glad I'm back in the studio with Cross, man, really.
I'm glad to have you back, man. You know, as always, we talk politics, fashion, the conscious agenda at bay, and everything. Today, I'm building with Black Magic. It's going to be a straight build. It's something new for you guys. You know, Black just got back from Jersey. How was that?
Man, Jersey is beautiful, man. It's a heavy hip-hop culture in Jersey. It's a heavy conscious community in Jersey. And I'm really just trying to, you know, build on the East Coast as well as the Midwest right now. Everybody that's in my vicinity, because, you know, I'm coming out of Detroit.
Right.
So it don't make no sense for us to be so close to each other, whether it be New York, Jersey, Cleveland. It don't make no sense for us to be this close and we not working with each other. So Detroit got to work with these cities. You feel me?
I feel within you, that man. Perimeter. I feel you. What on your journey to Jersey was it? I know it was business, because we conduct businesses always, but on your conscious journey to Jersey, you take anything back?
Man, to be honest, it's still settling in.
Oh, you said it's still marinated like what's that? Marinated like chicken grease, neck bone juice. Marinated like
yeah,
neck
bro,
bone juice.
It's still marinating.
Right.
Like
every
night, something else pop in my head like, dang, I did just do that. Mm. Oh, damn, I did just had this bill with such and such. And so I got a lot of numbers, I got a lot of social media contacts, and I'm just slowly but surely reaching out to certain people. I was able to get some video footage of certain artists. I got to send them that footage, you feel me? It's
right,
just
right.
A lot, man.
What's the benefits of people to travel, you know?
Mm.
To see more than just what they're surrounded by. How does that benefit them, you think, Black?
I'm going to tell you like this. The world is your house. The world is your house. And your city is really just your room. You feel me? You got to come out that room.
I like how you put that, Black.
And see what's going on in the house.
I love how you put that, Black.
Feel me?
Black got the bars. I love how you put that, Black.
Technically, the world is really your block. For real, for real.
Ooh.
You got to get out the house.
Ooh.
You can't stay in the same city.
Ooh.
But always, you know, see, my method, I'm always come back to Detroit because I got a lot of work to do here.
Right.
But I got to get out and travel and build and network. You feel me? And it's a beautiful situation. Like, man, it puts you on another level. And it made me even think about you because you done traveled the world. So it's like you carry that light with you. Even when you come back to your hometown.
Yes.
And you got the memory and the experiences of everything you went through as you traveled. That puts you on another level. You're not on the same level as somebody who just goes day to day within their own city.
Mm-hmm.
Work home. You feel me? In they same city. When you travel, you're on another level.
You gotta live, man. Because if you don't live, you're just letting life pass you by. You know, I feel like, I know we all got like bills and work and things we gotta maintain. But if you ain't using your resources to at least venture out, like you say, beyond your block or out of your house, then, you know what I'm saying, you wasting life. God made a earth. He didn't make a city. He made an earth, a world. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, I think that's, like, one of the benefits of traveling, man. Like for real, like, one places I want to go that I ain't never been is Dubai.
Mm.
I know it's, like, a rich city and everything like that, but I just, mm-hmm. like, I want to be around wealth. So it can inspire me mm-hmm. for more wealth. I can picture sending my grandchildren here. Mm-hmm. I can picture sending, well, my children. I don't want to skip over them, but I want my wealth to be that so long. I'm already thinking about my grandchildren. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
I'm surprised you haven't been there already. I thought you would slid through Dubai.
Dubai's a real city, dog. I haven't touched down Dubai, man. I haven't touched down Dubai. That's one of my dream locations.
Yeah, that's what's up.
By the time I get to Dubai, the man might be living on the moon.
And it's funny you say that because it's like, hey, you know, you say the earth is the block. Well, it's more than the block. So niggas is traveling, you feel me? Outside the planet, though. Like, but we ain't going to talk about that. That's getting too crazy.
We're going to talk about it.
The true traveling man, though.
The true traveling man. Travel, people. Travel opens your mind. Broadens your eyes and lets you see beyond the horizon. You know what I'm saying? When you can do that, it inspires you, I believe. You know what I'm saying? It makes you become a greater person, greater human being.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Yeah. Another level, for sure. Like, you see, you get to experience different black people. Cause it's like, come on now, niggas in Detroit got their own vibe. Niggas in New York got their own vibe.
Yeah, East City, yeah.
Niggas
yeah.
in Jersey got their own vibe. Niggas in Philly got their own vibe. Like, it's a vibe. And it's really a tribe. And I swear I ain't trying to rhyme, but it's like niggas got their different tribes.
We talking the truth. When the truth comes out, it's sometime rhyme.
Yeah. And like, it just puts you on a different perspective. Like, oh, y'all do it this way.
And it also go with, like, you know, my last episode 5, Black Eye, talked about the unification of the black family. And it's like you said, like, you got to experience other black people so you can see that we may all be different, but we all the same, and we all in the same struggle together. You know what I'm saying? We all one family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we are.
You got to venture out to see that. You know, mm-hmm. like, for real, for real.
Yeah, it's funny you say we all in the struggle together. Because that's how you end up building with even some white people, you know? Because there's a lot of white people that can understand what, you know, what's really going on when it comes to the struggle on a global level as far as New World Order agenda.
Hey, let me ask you something, Black. Do you think Malcolm X was a snitch? Or do you think he was hella, like, you know what I'm saying? Do you think Malcolm X was wrong, like, going on that platform and denouncing his teacher? But he was pressed through a lot, though.
Just switched it just right into it, like, damn, boom.
It's a podcast, man. We don't hold no punches.
That's a heavy question. No, go ahead. You said what now? Like, going on denouncing Elijah Muhammad?
Yeah, although it's like he found out that what they were selling him was a hustle. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't call it a hustle, but basically, the Malcolm Elijah situation, two powerful entities.
You're
going to have friction.
I like how you put it.
You know
that.
What I'm saying? Malcolm grew into a master teacher within himself. So, right. Of course, it's going to be friction between his sensei. And then you got the same thing that repeats with Khalid Muhammad and Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It's the same thing. Like, you're growing into this great entity. You feel me?
Why
it's
you
going
think
to be friction.
Two powerful black people can't never reside in the same, like, entity.
I mean, that's
like,
chemistry.
To me, you may think I'm a jokester, but the longest unification of black people was Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen to win six NBA championships.
But
even Rockefeller ain't stayed together.
Everybody that was on the Bulls in the 90s was still experiencing the same friction. It's like,
yeah, they had friction, but they still stuck together.
Exactly.
But look, that was supposed to be like a rhetorical metaphor because
right. Yeah, I hear you.
Although they stayed together one that and shit, that I can only put those two, and that's just sports of people that stayed together. Mm-hmm. Even AZ and Rico and all, they ain't stayed together, although they was just drug, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see, even like with the movement of the Civil Rights Movement, Malcolm and Martin, they weren't on the same page, you know what I'm saying?
They
so
weren't.
It's like,
but eventually,
damn.
I mean,
damn.
It's crazy though, because like I said, it go back to chemistry. You got two of the same type of energy existing in the same point in time. It's going to be a lot of friction.
And why is it like that with black, though? I don't like that, man.
It's like that with everybody. But I can agree with you. It seems like black people have had the worst time dealing with it.
But I will agree with you as well. It's like that with everybody. Yeah. When you look at the history of the Roman Empire, how they, like, bro, as soon as you cut, they was taking each other, brothers taking each other heads off, sisters.
Before even Rome, nigga, ancient Greece.
Ancient Greece. You
That's
took
how
it
I started.
Head.
The
Greece
Romans moved from Greece.
Greece.
Huh?
Yeah. Huh. They was cousins. But,
for real.
But yeah, man. Yeah, man.
The 300, Leonidas was fighting his own fucking family.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah. I believe, I don't try to point out our flaws, nothing like that. I just hold us to a higher esteem, you know what I'm saying? I just hold us to, like, why? I know even society points out all of our faults, but I just look at us as greater beings because we've been here longer. You know what I'm saying? We've been here generations. We ruled the world. We built pyramids, you know what I'm saying? Like
what you're saying is more than
we're
obvious.
We're more powerful than that.
What you're saying is more than obvious. Which is why whoever's trying to take over the planet, just like on some gang shit,
right.
You got to take out the leader of the planet.
Got to take out the leader?
And who are the leaders?
We were the leaders.
Exactly. That's why we plotted against the most. Whoever's trying to take over the planet, right? We ain't going to get into that. But
theoretically, it's already taking over. What you mean who's ever plotting?
Okay. Well, whoever plotted to take over the planet or run the planet, right? White supremacy. The idea is to take out those who are already in control. It's like simple logic, you know what I'm saying? Because when you look at black people, come on, we are like the most powerful race, and that's not, you know, theory, that's actual science. It's actually, you know, tested and proven that we are the dominant species. But at the same time, look at our position in most cases, and look at the burden that we've had to suffer because of white supremacy, which is at the root of the actual power structure of the planet, right? So the idea is, I got to take out who's ever in charge. I got to take out and suppress the current leaders in order for me to rule. And that's the mentality that white supremacy had, which motivated their invasion, colonialism, and bloodshed on all seven continents.
Do you believe now in, like, because I think I kind of see it this way, but do you believe now in, like, 2020, to use, I know, marginalization, imperialism, colonization, do you believe, like, in the day and age we are now, that we can still make it up with just our hands, our sweat, our working, and our due diligence for our money, and that's excuses of the past?
Make what up?
Like, I'm talking make it up, you know what I'm saying, to where, you know, we're still successful, you know what I'm saying, to where...
Oh, make it up.
You know, I know that the powers that be, the structure of society, is what needs to be changed so that racism, you know what I'm saying, can change. I just believe racism is something that's never going to change overnight. But I believe the not wanting to succeed, the wanting to live beyond your under your means of the black mind, you know what I'm saying, due to the deep deprivation of the standards that are set before us, that I believe that's like an excuse now. Like, we come from behind. Like, as soon as we born into this world, we 30 points behind. If this is an NBA game, we come in here 30 points behind. But I believe we generation of born Jordans. So that's like, you know what I'm saying, like, well, you know, you're supposed to average 30, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, though that's the harsh reality to say, that's the truth. I just believe, like, do you think it's time to let go of that? To, like, let go of being known as slaves, being known as what they had tortured, being known as what they had manipulated?
Yes, I do. I feel like it should be a balance, of course, to where we are so strong as a culture that we say, never again. You feel me? And we teach our babies what happened so that they can say, never again as well. But at the same time, nigga, I'm so tired of seeing slave movies. I'm so tired of hearing niggas talk about slavery. Fuck slavery. You feel me? I'm an Afrofuturist.
Say that one more time, Black.
Afrofuturist. It's an actual movement. You feel me? Like, where you use the method of the African diaspora from the aspect of science and technology, the future, to help our situation.
And you can see in the head instead of behind. That look,
you can see it depicted in the Black Panther movie.
OG told me that. His name Woodman. I can't give his real name out, but I'm calling him Woodman because it started with a W. But he told me that he's tired of us looking to the past, even though we meant, who cares if we built the pyramids or not, or if they're not trying to give us credit. Let's look to the future. Maybe we can actually build them business again.
Say that again.
Said, who cares if we look, who cares about who built the pyramids, or if they don't want to give us credit, they want to say aliens built it. Let's look towards the future. Maybe we can build them again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why look to the past? Let them look to the past, because they're trying to get an identity. We are the identity.
And, man, as far as who built the pyramids, like, the debate is who built the pyramids. Why isn't the debate how the pyramids were built? Like, why isn't that the debate? Why isn't that the discussion? Because that will
actually... That is discussion. That's what led the discussion to why they said aliens. Because they tried to say, how were the pyramids built? And when they tried to discover how the pyramids were built, they felt it was impossible for them to sculpt things and move these big blocks around that time with no ingenuity, no high-powered machinery that we have now. Right. So that's why they equated to aliens or some type of intervention, because they feel
how it was built was impossible.
Right.
But I still to this day believe it's impossible. It's possible. Any fucking structure on this earth that's built, bro, I built it, bro. Like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Bro, this is earth, bro. What the fuck you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just saying, you see the diameter of how it was cut to a point, a fine point. They would have needed it, bro. I don't got no video games, internet. I be out here in this goddamn sun all day working, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind is cluttered with bills and shit. Insurance and shit. I don't think about that shit. You know what I'm saying? But,
I get that. But see, how would you explain the knowledge of aligning your structure with
the stars,
star constellations, and star formations?
My diaspora, perfect. My thought of this is this, bro. I sit outside all day. I believe we can't grasp those concepts because we are distracted with sports, entertainment, even the people of old. Like that were trying to discover this, they were distracted with things of society. You know what I'm saying? Even white people, a part of their mind is focused on oppressing the nigga. You know what I'm saying? To where it's like, that's another piece of your mind that you can't grasp the concept. But I believe nothing is like too deep. Everything is simple. Just like no matter how big a number is, it can be simplified by the basic simple numbers. You know what I'm saying? It can be broken down. And that's fucking earth. Bro, if all I gotta do is just build all fucking day, bro, you know what type of shit I'ma build? Like, people take pride in what type of pictures they gonna draw, or what type of rap album they gonna make. And they make the perfect rap album. And they wonder, how did Pac make that album to where he's speaking in the future? The same way you wondering how the fuck they built the pyramids. Because I put my heart and soul in what the fuck I do, which is building.
Yeah.
And I feel there's no explanation for that. I feel like that shit's man-made. It ain't that deep. Like, it's a sculpture, for goddamn. Lord, forgive me. It's a sculpture. It's a freaking sculpture.
I feel it. I feel your point. And I can see why you think that way. But I personally feel as though it was extraterrestrial involvement within it. Like, not necessarily saying, oh, aliens built the pyramids. But I most definitely think it was a race of a species of higher intelligence that helped. I feel like their influence is at the foundation of all our schools of thought.
I believe we're lost because something happened and we broke our chain of knowledge to where we have the mirror effect. I believe that which we think is what came is what we are. I believe we came to this motherfucker with building that shit and this net, and something happened to where breaking the knowledge and change. Like, we forgot that we are searching for who we are, bro.
So we came, like,
we used to, even white niggas, what they searching for, they are, nigga. They searching for the grays. They are the grays. We searching for God. We are the gods.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, came here, you know.
Something happened that, that's why nobody knows. Something happened to make a shift in the mindset, I feel. So we forgot our link back to who we truly were.
Right.
And I believe that, that's why I believe that in looking forward to the future, like, I'm looking in the future right now. It's 2019, bro. We have dances and all, we have basic entertainment. Females coming up with dances, niggas coming up with dances. It all look like African dances, bro. And we're still draped in gold, dressed like the Egypt. It's like nothing really dies. You know what I'm saying? The new phenomenon, I believe, that's been going on for the past 6,000 years is the discrimination upon the black race. But besides that, it's like we still reanimate and we still build and we still rule this planet and nothing really changed. Everything recycles.
Right.
And I believe even white people not noticing that everything is a cycle. And I believe it's innately in a black person's mind to know this is a cycle. That's why we sit back and chill. You know what I'm saying? They wonder why we don't assert ourselves in life just like they do. Because I believe innately inside us, we know we either coming back or it's something beyond this, or everything's a circle. The world is circular. Everything's a circle. Like, everything is a circle. Like, you know what I'm saying? What was shall be, what is shall be again. Nothing is new under the heavens, you know? So that's why I believe, looking at the pyramids and all the other shit. Like, niggas, pyramids all over the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is. That's a crazy part.
Yeah.
Built the same, though.
I believe that's back when the world was unified. Like, that's my cousin over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, the world was more unified than we knew.
So it's like God's, basically, what you're saying, God's came to the planet, but through time, the bloodline got diluted, and we became weaker.
Yeah. And you ever seen
we
that?
We became from God to human, or to man, you feel me? Like,
it's a movie, it's called, man, it's when they went to a planet to try to discover where they came from. It's called, can't think of it. But in the movie, it was a race of beings, as we like to call probably the Anunnaki. But mm-hmm. by living and dwelling on this earth so long, they became just primal, just like this earth.
Yeah.
Like, the original beings were like unmelanated but melanated albino black people. And the albino turned into us, and then another variation of us, which is the Caucasoid, maybe the Asiatic, I believe, came from us. But everything was an evolution from being on this planet so goddamn long.
Mm-hmm. Right. And when you say that, it's like, duh. It's like, that's, you know.
It's simple. I believe it's not that deep, but it's simple.
It's like, yeah, of course. Because niggas know that. Like, niggas know about that. Even myself, I know about the Anunnaki and all that. But it's like, when you say it like that, as far as
we here, don't want to say that we like, are the aliens, because we say we are the aliens, we're going to all look at each other like, God damn, what we been wasting time for? We were supposed to go back home centuries ago. We were supposed to been go back home, nigga.
I mean, go back home, yeah.
I don't know. I believe we made this our new home. I believe we go from planet to planet. I believe the last planet we were at was Mars. Fuck that bitch up. Your last planet we was at was Mars for sure. I look at the basic shit that's in front of my face, and I break it down. Mars is red. They say it looks like they got small pyramids on the indention in the sand.
And they called the city, they colonized the city called the Cydonia.
The Cydonia.
On Mars.
Like, for real. That's how I just put that, the basic things I see,
mm-hmm.
and I just break it down from there.
Right. Yeah, so there's people actually discussing an exploration to Mars for water. Because everything that's going on with the water now, they talking about actually going to Mars to get the water. It was crazy, though. I ain't never really heard nothing like that. But the rumors also about them, you know, trying to find underground bunkers, as well as go to Mars to hide from what's going on. It's just a lot of talk, you know, a lot of crazy talk about the Mars and Earth connection.
Yeah, I believe that's like us researching our past right in front of our face, you know what I'm saying? Like, we keep looking back, and I believe that's another trick that the people that control this world, that they already know the truth, and they keep fooling us with the truth right in front of our face. Who built the pyramids? Oh, was there ever life on Mars? And it's that motherfucker, you know, we go from planet to planet, destroy that bitch and go to the next one. That's why we looking now for a new planet. Elon Musk already developing till we gonna make commercial flights to the moon by 2030, nigga. By 2030, nigga. That's 10 years from now. You know what I'm saying? So when I look at shit like that, I look at it, we basically go to different planets and we do the same. You know what I'm saying? We probably look different on... we probably was green when we was on Mars. You never know. You know what I'm saying? But we... The same war, each planet we go to, we have that racist ass, or not even racist, or the war of a land, or whatever, to where we end up destroying the motherfucker. Or even the technology that we bring and reanimate, we end up ultimately using it, and it destroys that planet. I believe Mars is right there for...
Weaponizing everything. Yeah, you're right. It's like that energy is always going to exist, the division. And that division is going to create some type of war, whether it be a race war, tribal war,
civil war. I believe it's been going on longer than just centuries or millions of years of this planet. I believe it's been going on for galaxies.
like in the Star Wars saying, universe somewhere, a galaxy away, you know what I'm saying? It was racism, blue against green, the reds against the greens.
Why you bringing that red man around here? You get on, you greenie.
You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. On a planet somewhere far away.
Right. But it's like, it's if that's needed, I guess, for this realm, as far as having the adversary. That's why it's so powerful, like the villain aspect, like having somebody that you verse with.
You say every story has a protagonist and an antagonist.
Yeah, ultimately that's what's needed for growth.
And balance. The yin and the yang.
Yeah. That friction.
Yeah. Like for real, for real. I just use that to break down, like, you know, I use everything that's in front of my face to try to, you know, understand what the truth is, try not to get fooled by what they say, what this is, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Taking all the way back to the pyramids once again, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, that's what it is, man, for real, for real. Dr. Malachi's in York built pyramids in Georgia.
In Georgia.
In Georgia, for real, for real.
Yeah, who do that? Gotta pick up the baton from who did the most.
Yeah, for real, man.
Malachi's in York.
Now, what you think about this? They talking about, what you think about the Kanye West Jesus is King album?
I mean, I understand his message. I understand where he coming from. It's weird.
I understand that weird ass shit at all, dog. It sound good. It sound like some good Lion King music. But goddamn, man, like, he said Jesus 80 times in that one song. The whole song was saying Jesus, Jesus. Like, bro, you trying to, why you brainwashing me with this? I don't like that. I don't like to be brainwashed with Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. The content is crazy because he pushing religion in a time where spirituality is on the rise.
Not so much he pushing religion, it's more so how he pushing religion.
Yeah.
The nigga remaking sex songs into gospel choir songs.
For real?
What you mean for real? Like, yes, this song is real.
What you mean by sex songs? Like,
what do you mean what I mean by sex songs? Like, he taking Aaliyah Rock the Boat. He turned, he probably turned that to Noah's the, you know what I'm saying? Like, he taking R. Kelly songs, remaking it.
Oh, hell no. We don't fuck with that nigga. No.
I'm serious, man. He remaking sex songs. I don't like that shit. What you trying to do to me, man?
That, well, if he doing that, I ain't... It's, see, so I haven't hidden. Even heard it, so...
You know when they put the crack in the candy? So that's what that shit look like to me.
Man, it's only so much I can say, because I ain't even heard them songs. Like, I ain't know he was remixing the my Kelly joint. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. He do got a message that you can tell through all his interviews and his crazy rants. Like, you can connect the dots
he as far as where his head song. Is at. He remade that one song with Jesus talking about, so, I can't be without you, be without you. I don't want to go without you, go without you. I don't want to be alone, Jesus. Like, nigga, hold on, bruh. We ain't about to, what is you doing, bruh? There's kids in here, nigga.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's all I'm saying. That's just weird to me.
Yeah, that, hey.
But he put it out, it's like pushing the agenda. And you remember, I believe we were talking about this like episode 1 or 2. We were talking about the secret group called the Jesus Fellowship that quietest kept rule the whole world. I think they bought
the documentary?
Yeah.
On Netflix?
Yeah. And it's the Jesus Fellowship that low key rule this whole world. And when you bow down to the name of Jesus, you get all help and you get that you need and assistance, but you gotta, you know what I'm saying? And I believe they bought the rights to him, you know what I'm saying? Also, he's stealing style from Chance the Rapper because he had to change up because he couldn't steal Travis Scott style no more, because Travis Scott was stealing ASAP Rocky style. So they like, fuck, nigga.
Yeah. So. But yeah, that's crazy though. That Jesus cult or organization.
The religion was pushed to put our people back in chains.
Right.
Like, for real, religion was created to put our people in chains as well. You know what I'm saying? Spirituality was made to set us free. You know what I'm saying? Spirituals that we serve,
You know what I'm saying? The way we believe.
If niggas use it right, add that in there.
Yeah, because we took that spirituality and started making some hip-hop, nigga. Right. We about to take the spirituality make some hip-hop,
That's kind of why, like, religion is kind of justified for certain people. Because it's like, nigga, if you knew what you could do, you know, like, if you was tapped in with the African spirituality, you would misuse the shit. Like, I mean, shit, I ain't perfect. I misuse it. But I got goals of using it right.
Yeah, you got
you get that shit to a regular nigga who just trying to get by, like, nah, bro.
He gonna use to his advantage.
You'll fuck yourself up.
But I believe
up,
even
wait.
In our ancient cultures, nothing's new under the heavens above. That was people like that. You know what I'm saying? They used the powers that was given to us that we knew about as being who we are for evil. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
For real, man. Jesus is king is what he said he was trying to promote.
He remaking whole sex songs. What kind of records do you play for your own pleasure? Yeah,
I'm not trying to point out what one person does, but I'm just saying like the state of the mind.
What R. Kelly song he used?
What R. Kelly song he used? We're gonna try to find where R. Kelly song.
Oh, see how
he
can do that at that documentary on Netflix. I just seen that shit though.
We gonna try to see what song he remade.
But yeah, man, that's crazy though. Like even the fact that you're using R. Kelly in the midst of everything that's going on with R. Kelly.
It's
just weird, bro. Like that's, I can't get too deep into this shit, like, cause it get too weird. Like it's all fake. That's what it looked like to me. Like everything. But
it's all an illusion to distract us, and I believe it's to distract us for the laws and regulations that they passed. And like I believe that's what they doing.
Right.
For real. We're gonna try to find it. I need this on my podcast right now for the people. Cause it was just weird to me. We got R. Kelly up here.
R. Kelly a weird nigga too though.
Like, he weird. His eyes look weird.
Nah, you gotta see the.
I'm
SNL.
Fighting for my life, but look, man.
30 years.
Look, man.
You gotta see the SNL.
That's because we as black people, we don't address the rape culture inside of our own society, because he was touched by somebody that touched somebody else. He was touched by a sister that was also touched. And it's like, nigga, we don't address that as a society. We just let a motherfucker go to jail. I'm like, he was crazy. He was twisted. And it's like, nigga, we got to address what's going on in the black family so that we could, you know what I'm saying, somehow fix it. You know what I'm saying? Towards things like this don't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real. But yes, people, thank you for listening again. It's episode 6, Cross Vision Podcast. I've been here with Black Magic. Been building for a while. Thank y'all for listening. We gonna be back again. Episode 7.
Yeah, gotta
7
come
gonna
back
be
soon.
Even more lit. You say you're gonna come back for episode 7. That's what you said, right?
Hey, yep. 7,
okay.
8, and 9.
We gonna book it. Thank you for coming through. Thank you for listening. Cross.